Begin the current daf mesechta in the Darim daf Yud Ches. Begin 4 lines down the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, in our previous Mishnah, we said another difference between the Neder and the Shvuah is that there's the possibility of having a case of Neder b'toich Neder, which manifests in the case of Naziris, which is a Naziris could be Chalal Naziris. But, however, by Shvuah, you can't have a Shvuah toich a Shvuah. Once you already took the Shvuah, let's say, not to eat this piece of bread, and you can't take another Shvuah to say, I'm not going to eat it, you're already Mushba v'oimit. Now that the Gemara quoted a machloikis amiram, Rav Huna said, this halacha of having a neder b'teich a neder, of saying I'm going to be a nazir, that you have to have, you're obligated in both nazirs, is only because said harini nazir hayoyim, and then the second one you said harini nazir l'machar. So since the second one will have, although it would be overlapping 29 days, but the 30th day of the second one will be after the first one had already finished, which will be day 31 of the first one, and since it's chal, it takes effect for one day, and you can't have a nazir, it's just for one day, you have to have a 30 days. That's how you're going to have a neder b'teich a neder. You're going to have both nazirs to have to fulfill, that of 30 days and then another one of 30 days. However, if you said harini nazir hayoyim, and then you said again harini nazir hayoyim, well then it's essentially repeating the same thing that you said, and you can't become a nazir once you're already a nazir. Then Rav Huna said that actually the halacha of the Mishnah would not apply, and you wouldn't say yesh neder b'teich neder, it would only be chayv one nazirs. Whereas Shmuel said that no, even if you say harini nazir hayoyim, and again you say harini nazir hayoyim, you're going to be obligated, as a Gemara will quote on this daf, from the drasha of Nazir Lahazir. He holds that you could have a Naziris, and again another Naziris, even if it's for the same time period, and since you can't have it at the same time, you'll have to do one, and you'll have to do the other one. And so the Gemara was asking many different questions of Rav Huna's interpretation, and the Gemara continues asking different questions of Rav Huna's interpretation, again, that he holds that Harini Nazir Hayyim, Harini Nazir Hayyim, will not be in the halacha of Naziris Chal Naziris. So the Gemara says, Masr Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna asked from the following Braisa on Rav Huna. The Pasuk says in the Midbar, Nazir Lahazir, that is, if a person is Yafli Linder, if a person makes a Neder of a Linder Neder, which is Nazir Lahazir Lashem. So the redundancy of Nazir Lahazir tells us, Mikantra Naziris Chal Al Naziris. This is where the source of the halacha, that you could have a Naziris within another Naziris. Although you're already a Nazir, you could take upon yourself an acceptance of another one, and it's from this Pasuk. Now, the Braisa continues, because Sheyachal, you would think that it wouldn't be like this. Because Valei Dinu, it's a Kavachimer the other way. Because a Mashavuach Hamur, if an oath, which is a very stringent halacha, and still ain't Shavuach HaLashu, like we said in the previous Mishnah, one oath cannot take effect if you already took an oath. If you said, I swear I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. And you say again, I swear I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. And you're already mushba va'emid. You already swore you're not going to eat it. You're already prohibited. Therefore, you can't make another shvuah. It's not chal. It doesn't take effect. So naziris kalaloi kol shekein. So naziris, which is not as severe in halacha as shvuah. Isn't it a kavachema that you would say ein naziris chal naziris? Tamalema, that's what the Braisa says. We learn from the pasuk of nazir lahazir. Mikantra, naziris chal naziris. That's what we need the pasuk to tell you that it is. And that if you took upon yourself a Naziris, and then you take another one, it will take effect. Now that the Gemara asks, Hei Chidami. And this is Rav Amnuna's question to Rav Huna. What is the case? If what the Braisa is talking about, that we're learning from the Pasuk, is that the person first said, I'm a Nazir today, and then he says, I'm a Nazir tomorrow. But the question is, Hakrabai? That would need a Pasuk of Nazir Lahazir? But that can't be. Because since there's an extra day that's being added on from the second Naziris, because it's only starting Lamacha, this day two of the first Naziris, and whatever was counted from the first one ended by day 30. Now, by day 31, you have one day that is not accounted for from the first Naziris. And since we know the halacha is you can't have a Naziris less than 30 days, so having a Naziris of one day will mandate you to have another 30 days. So what do you need a pasuk for? You don't need to have a pasuk of Nazir Lahazir to say that it's chal. It's just based on svar of logic. Because you only have a second time of Naziris. That 31st day is its own Naziris. So of course you're going to have another Naziris. So El Olav, the Amar, rather, of Nuna concludes, obviously the case is talking about, Harini Nazir Hayoyim, Harini Nazir Hayoyim, and Slobo Katani Naziris, Chal Naziris, we see we learn it from the pasuk, like Shmuel, not like Rav Huna. We see that a Nazir could be Chalal and Nazir, even if it's within the same time frame. And that's what we learned from the Drasha, that refutes Rav Huna. So nothing more says, no. Halacha Ma'iskin, Rav Huna would tell you that the Braisa is talking about, that what we learn from the Drasha of Nazir Lahazir, is Kigoyin Shekibul of Shtei Naziris Bevas Achas. It's talking about that he accepted upon himself Naziris at the same time. He said, I want to accept upon myself two Naziris. And that's where the Pasuk is coming to teach from Nazal Hazar, that you could accept upon yourself two Naziris at the same time. Now the Ran says that if that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you, then that's pretty obvious, because it's like you're saying, I'm accepting upon myself a Naziris of 60 days. If I say, I want to accept upon two Naziris, and each Naziris is 30 days. So you're accepting upon yourself 60 days. What's the necessity of a Pasuk even in that case? And so that the Ran says, because if not for a Pasuk, you would have thought that if you say you're accepting upon yourself two Naziris, and you can't have it at the same time, that it means you're taking upon 60 days. And that you would first count 60 and then bring one carbon. The Pasuk is coming to teach you, Nazla Hazar, that it's actually considered two separate Naziris, and that after every time counting 30 days, you cut your hair and you bring a carbon and then you start over again. That's what we learn from Nazla Hazar. It's actually two different Naziris, and it can still be Chal, even though it's at the same time. Therefore, that's not a refutation of Rav Huna. Now, the Gemara just asks, well, from when we quoted in the Braisa that we've said that you need a Pasuk, because you would have thought of Kavu Chayma, if Shvua does not have Chal al Shvua, and it's stringent, for sure you would think not by Nazir. So the question is, Umay Chumad Shvua Mineder, what is the stringency that we have of an oath over a Neder that, again, that we would have thought that Nazir would not have Naziris Chal Naziris? So the Gemara says, Ilay Mishum Dechayla Afila al Dava Shem B'mamish, if you're saying that the stringency of an oath, why you would think Ein Neder Chal al Neder, is because an oath is so severe that it even could take effect on something that doesn't have a substance, as we've explained many times, because it takes effect in the person, that he's forbidden to do that thing. It could even be an action, not an object. But, and whereas that doesn't apply to neder, and hence by nazir, but neder namicham, but that can't be, because a neder also has a stringency that doesn't apply to shvua, shekin chal al mitzvah k'rishus, that it could take effect on a mitzvah just like a rishus, which does not apply to a shvua. So El Rav, the Gemara says that the stringency of a Shavua is Meshum Dechsivba B'Shavua, as it says in the Pasuk in Shemois, Lo Yenaka. It says a very severe penalty that if a person violates a Shavua, he's not going to be cleansed, he's not going to be forgiven, which doesn't say by other mitzvahs, and therefore, if Ein Shavua Chalal Shavua, although it's so stringent of Lo Yenaka, you would have thought the same thing applies to Nazir. That's why we need to have the Pasuk of Nazir Lahazir, which again, according to Shmuel, means to tell you even Harini Nazayim, Harini Nazayim. But according to Rav Huna, it doesn't teach you that, and only teaches you that if you took the Shvua Bavas Achas, that both of them will be Chal, and they can be considered two separate Naziris. Now, the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that was contrasting Neder and Shvua, that although you could have a Neder B'techa Neder, but Shvua, if someone swears, Shlo Echel, I swear I'm not going to eat, Shvua Shlo Echel, I swear I'm not going to eat, V'achal, he eats it, in a Chayv Al-Achas, he's only liable for one Shvua, because once he already said he's swearing he's not going to eat it, the second one is not going to even take effect, and therefore you're only violating one Shvua. Now, however, Amar Rava, Rava qualifies, and he says, Im nishal al harishayna. Let's say someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat this piece of bread. And then he says again, I swear I'm not going to eat this piece of bread. So halachically, we're saying the second one is not there. And hence, when you violate it, you're only violating one Shvua. But, he says, let's say a person does she'ela, which is the halachic process of going to a chacham and finding a way out of that Shvua. And he says that you didn't really have the full das, the full intent to take that shvua, because, oh, if you would have known that would have been, you wouldn't have done that. So it's the chacham is matrit. Now, so Rabbi says, if a person does that and he is shoyl on the first shvua, then shni chal alav. The second one is still there. When you take a second shvua, you made that oath, it just can't take effect. In other words, because the first one's there already. You're already mandated because of the first shvua. But if the first shvua is somehow undone by being shoyl on it, then the second one will take effect, and you'll be forbidden to eat that loaf of bread, not because of the first one, because that you were shoyl on, but because of the second one. Now the question is, where do I know this from? From the fact that we didn't learn in the Mishnah, Eino Ela Achas, it doesn't say that by Shvua, when I swear I'm not going to eat, that Eino Ela Achas, that there's only one Shvua. Rather, Bekutani, we learn Eino Chayiv Ela Achas. The liability will only be for one of them. What that means is that because Rav Huda Lesla, there's no room for another liability to take effect. But ki mitzal al chaverta, but if you're shoyl on the other one, on the first one, the chayla will take effect because the shvua is there. Just the liability of the shvua has no room to take effect. Once you're shoyl, then it could take effect. A different version of this saying was that chiyuv Huda Leka. The Mishnah says in the chayv al achas, the inference is that there's only no liability. Hashvu'ika, but there is an oath. Lamai Hilcha, so what's the halachic ramifications? If you're not liable, who cares that there's a shvuah? So good, there's a shvuah there in the ear, hovering, but it doesn't have any halachic ramifications. So Lamai Hilcha, look at the Rav, it does have. Dama Rav, like Rav said, Nishal al Rishayna, that if you are shoyl on the first one, since the second one is there, it's existent, then also Leishni Tachta, so the second one will take the place of the first one, and now you won't be able to eat the loaf because of the second shvuah. Although there was no liability from it, but now there is a room for a liability because you were shoyl on the first one. So the Gemara says, Lemisayeli, let's support Rava's approach to this halach of shvuah, that although ain't shvuah chala shvuah, but it's dear, it just can't create a liability, from the following brisa. The brisa says, Misha nadar shtei nazirus. If someone takes a vow of nazirus on himself for two times, umanes rishayna, and he counts the first time, he has to do it 30 days, cut his hair, bring carbon, start over 30 days and do it. And so he counted the first time 30 days. Moreover, vefresh carbon, he already separated carbonus to bring for his first nazirus. V'nishlalel, and then he shoyl on it, thus undoing the whole requirement of the first nazirus. But he already counted 30 days, he didn't drink wine, wasn't matam lemesim. So on that, the Braisa says, also leishnei b'rishayna. So now the second one takes the place, and you have fulfilled your second one with what you had officially done with the first one, because now you didn't have a first one anymore. So the second one just conveniently slips in to the time frame and the halachic requirements that you did from the first one, and then you could just finish it up and bring the carbon, and you're done with both of your naziris. Now, as the Ran explains, the one who wants to support Rava's halacha from here have a few requirements. First of all, the one who's trying to bring a riot to Rava must hold like Rav Huna, that he says that if someone says Harini Nazir Hayoim, Harini Nazir Hayoim, then you say that the Naziris would not be Chalav Naziris. And the reason being is because if we held like Shmuel, who says that even in such a case, Naziris is Chal Naziris, then there wouldn't be any support for Rava from this Braisa. And the reason being is because although we find that when there's two Naziris, that the second one is still there, of course, because when you made the second nether, it took effect on both of them. And that's why when you're shoyl on the first one, the second one could take the place of the first one. But by shvuas, I would tell you that when you made the shvuah, the second shvuah was never chal at all. And I would tell you that since it wasn't chal now, because you already were forbidden because of the first shvuah, it's never going to be chal even when you're shoyl on the first one. So rather, as the Ram points out, must be that the one who's trying to support Rabba holds like Rav Huna. And what he's saying is as follows. What you see from this braisa is that when someone says, Harini Nazir Hayyim, Harini Nazir Hayyim, that's how he's explaining that that's the case of someone that's Nadir Shtei Naziris, even so we see that although at the time when you took the second Nadir, it wasn't taking effect, because again, we're going like Rav Huna, who holds that Harini Nazir Hayyim, Harini Nazir Hayyim doesn't take effect. Still, when you're shoyl on the first nether, it takes effect, which is essentially like the same halacha of Rava regarding shvua. And the reason being is because if the case of the brisa was told Harini Nazir Hayyim, Harini Nazir Lamachar, as actually we had interpreted this brisa of Rav Huna from the previous daf on the top of this amid, but the question here obviously is not going like that. But then if it was told in such a case, and that's why it says that the second one could take a place of the first one, because at the time that you took the Naziris, both of them did take effect, because the second one is more than the first one, then the question would be, then how could it say, but there's still one extra day? So how could you say that the first one that you did for those 30 days has fulfilled the second one? It's not true. You have one extra day to fulfill the second one, which obviously the questioner here did not agree to the teretz we gave on the top of this amud also, which is, you're right. It means besides that extra day, it already took care of the 29 days, not the 30 days. So that's what the one who's trying to support for Rava is saying, that this Nadir Shtei Naziris, if we're explaining it as we just explained, that Harini Nazir Hayyim, Harini Nazir Hayyim, which is going like Rav Huna, that it doesn't take effect, that Naziris, and that would not be a case of Neder B'Teich Neder, and in spite of that, which that's the equivalent of Shvuah, that in Shvuah Chal Shvuah, and still if you're Shoyel Al Rishayna, then the second one will have taken the place of the first one, so that's like the halacha that we're saying for Rava, which is that although the shvuah cannot be chal, but when the first one disappears, the second one then takes its place. And that the Gemara rejects this and says, no. The Brais is told, Makugurin Shekibul of Shtei Naziris Bevas Achas, where the person, when it says that he was not the Shtei Naziris, although yes, you're trying to say it can't be Hayyim and Lamachar, but it's not talking about that Harin Naz Hayyim and then for another one that cannot be chalon of Harinin Azayim. We had this told him that he accepted both of them at the same time. Now, because of that, now that he's shoyl on the first one, of course the second one will take the place of the first one, because at the time when he took the nether, so both of those Nazirs were fit to be chal, as we explained that. Everyone agrees it would be two Nazirs. But for Shavuos, I would tell you that it wouldn't be a riot to Rabbis Halacha, and I would say because since the second one didn't take effect when he said it, so therefore even when he's shoyl on the first one, it will not be chal on there, but there's no riot for Rabbis Halacha from this braisa to say that although our Mishnah says, in Shavuos chal Shavuos, Rabbi wants to be mechadish and say that although it's not chal to create a chiyuv, but it is there, it just doesn't have a halachic significance. But the halachic significance comes across when you are shoyl on the first one, then the obligations will be based on the second shvua of not to eat the kikar because of that. Now, the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which we've quoted this halach in the past, that stam nedarim. In other words, if someone makes a neder, and you could interpret his words stringently to say that it is a neder, or leniently to say that it's not a neder, and so as long as the person doesn't define what was his intention, so when it's just was said anonymously, if it was said without any clear distinction, then you go and define it lahachmir. You define it stringently. However, upirushim lahakal. However, the interpretation of it goes leniently. In other words, if the person afterwards defines and explains and he says, that was my intention, then you will rely on his words, even though that's a leniency, and that what he's explaining now is that he's saying that it wasn't a nether. Now, as the Ram points out, our entire Mishnah actually defines this halacha of stam lahachmer, and then the coming Mishnah defines this second half of the halacha, but that perushim lahakal, that if the person explains what he meant to say, and that will then say it's not a neder, then you will follow his interpretation even as a leniency. So the Mishnah now explains ketzad. In other words, where do we find this halacha of stam nedarim? What does it mean that if you say something, that it could mean either or, it could mean a neder or not a neder, which then we apply the halacha of stam nedarim lahachmer. So the Mishnah says, Amar, if someone says, Hari a lie, kibasa malech, this should be on me, and as we'll say possibly as forbidden, as salted meat, or kiyayin nesach, like poured wine. So, im mishal shlamim nadar aser, if the salted meat or the wine that was poured that comes along with the meat of a shlamim was what it was referencing, so that's obviously hatfasa bedava hanadar, and that would be aser. But im bishal avaydis kechavim nadar, if he was talking about salted meat or poured wine, that's what he's referencing to, that would be mutter, because that's actually not a davar hanadar, that's just a davar aser, which would not create hatfasa to create an issa of neder, and would be permitted. Now that is what the halacha of our Mishnah is saying, but v'im sasam, if the person didn't say what type of salted meat he's talking about, or what type of poured wine he's talking about, where it could either mean that of heaven, and that's why what the term salted meat means is, as the pasuk says, I'll call karban chatak of melech, and all your karbanas, you have to bring it with salt. And it also would understand as avodah zarah, where they also would sacrifice meats. So that's a stam neder. Because if you would explain it's shel shamayim, it would be aser. If you explain you're referencing that you meant avodah zarah, it would be mutter. But if the person was a sasim and didn't say what he meant, and it can mean either one, then it's aser. And that's because of the halacha that we're saying in our Mishnah, stam nedarim is lahachma. Similarly, harei like kechem. Someone says, this should be on me like cherim. So there's more than one definition of cherim. Im kechem shel shamayim aser. If it would be explained that it means like the cherim that goes to hekdesh, that would be forbidden, because that's something that's a davar another. Vim kechem shel kahanim mutter. But if it's something that goes to kahanim, which is a separate category of cherim, that's not a davar another. That's just a davar aser. That would be permitted. Vim stam aser. And if he was sasam, again, we're going to define it as shel shamayim, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. Similarly, Hareli Kamaiser, if someone says this should be on me, this, let's say this loaf of bread, like Maiser. So what is this that you're being matfis? Im Kamaiser Behema Nodar Aser. If he's referencing to the tenth of every animal from one's flock, you have to go ahead and separate a tenth, which is Maiser Behema, one of the Matnas Kuna. That's something that's a Davah Hanadar. And the reason being is because it's a person's words, which has the Kayach of a Nether. When he calls out the tenth one, Asiri, that makes it forbidden to everybody until the parts of the carbon are brought. So that's forbidden based on the nether. So that would make it aser, because you're being mad for something adab another. But v'im shal gairin, but if he's referencing to the meiser of the granary, meaning of one's grain, then it's going to be mutter, because that's not adab another. and that's rather a dav ha'aser, so it would be permitted. And again, v'msasim aser, that's what we mean to say, but if you didn't say what type of ma'aser you're referring to, then we're going to say lahachmer to say it's ma'aser behema, and therefore it's going to be aser. Similarly, harei like a truma, if someone says that this should be forbidden to me like truma, so it depends. Imga trumas alishka nader aser, if he's referencing to the trumas alishka, which is that every single person would give to the Beis HaMikdash for the purposes of the karbanis, a machzah shekel, and then they would take off trumas alishka, all the monies would put into a chamber, into alishka, then they would take off trumas into three different baskets. So the trumas alishka is through a neder, which is for the purpose of the karbanis, so that would be aser. But if it means the truma vim shal gairin, then mutter, if it means the truma that's in the person's grain, that's a davar ha'aser, that's the halach of maisin truma, and it's a davar aser, it's not a davar non, that would be permitted. And again, vim sasam aser, that's the halach that we're saying, that if you don't define what the truma you're referring to, we're going to say it lahachme, that it means a reference to truma salishka and not to regular truma. That's the Rimeir, that's the opinion of Rimeir. Habib Yehuda Aymer, he argues regarding this last halacha of when a person says a rei like a truma, and he says if sasam truma, if a person just said the word truma, it actually depends in his geographical area where he lives. Biyehuda Asura. In Judea, the land of Eretz Yisrael is split up into three different parts. In the area of Yehuda, it's going to be forbidden. The reason being is because in Yehuda, since they were close to the area of the Beis HaMikdash, their Trumas Halishka, they would call just generic Truma. And since the word Truma could mean, yes, either Trumas Halishka or Truma of the Garen, so therefore we go Stam the Darm Lahachma, and then we will define it, as Reb Meir said it, as Trumas Halishka. But on this, Rabbi Yehuda argues as Begalil Mutaras. But in the Galilee, it's going to be permitted. And the reason being is because She'in Anshe Galil Makirin as Trumas Halishka. Those in the Galil, they live very far from Yerushalayim. And they're not accustomed to coming in contact with the Trumas Halishka. That's only around the area of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, where they use all the coins to come to the marketplace to buy karbanis. So therefore, when they use the term Truma, they don't call the regular word Truma to mean Trumas Halishka. Rather, when they reference Trumas Halishka, they say the word Trumas Halishka. Therefore, when the person in Galil used the word Truma plain, then there's no doubt at all to say that maybe it means Trumas Halishka. And that's why it's going to be mutter, and the reason is because they don't use that term Truma to mean at all Trumas Halishka. So even if you say Stam Dom Lahachmer, it doesn't apply in the Galil. Stam Charamim, similarly the Mishnah says that if you just say the word Charamim, according to a different Tanoic opinion, it also depends where you live, how to define it. But for a different opinion, that is, B'Yehuda Mutarim. And if you live in Yehuda, then it's actually going to be permitted. And the reason being is because there's a lot of Kahanim there in Yehuda, which is near Yerushalayim, because the Kahanim, they all do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So they were very accustomed to the Cherem Kahanim, meaning not only would people give Cherem to the Hekdash, they would give Cherem to the Kahanim. So when they use the word Cherem plain, it could either mean Cherem Kahanim, or could mean Cherem Gevoy, like that which is given to the Beis HaMikdash. Now that's why it's mutter, because the sefer, this opinion mentioned over here, as the Gemara will explain, is actually Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, who he says actually not like the opening line of our Mishnah of the Tanakama, that's Stam Nedarim Lahachma. He holds Stam Nedarim, when the person says a neder, if it could be defined Lahachma Lahakal, you actually define it Lahakal, that it's not a neder. And then he argues on the Resha. Now, therefore, in Yehuda, where it could mean either one, it could mean Cherem Gevoy or Cherem Kohen, so you define it as it's Cherem Kohen, that it's not a neder, you go lahakal, so there it's mutter. But be Galil asurin. But in the Galil, it's going to be asur, and that's exactly why, is as we just explained, which is what he ends off with, because she'in anche Galil makirin es chemer kahanim. Because the people of the Galil do not recognize, they live very far from kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash, so they don't recognize the chemer kahanim to use the word chemer as for kahanim. Now, the reason is, as we just explained Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik's opinion, is the reason is because they don't recognize. But if they would recognize and they would use the word cherem interchangeable both for either cherem gevoy or cherem kahanim, then actually it would be permitted. And the only reason why it's forbidden in the Galil, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, is because since there weren't that many kahanim, so obviously when they say cherem plain, it's not for cherem kahanim. And therefore, it's like they made a neder in the cherem of gevoya, because you can't entertain at all that it meant cherem kahanim. But if you were able to entertain that it was either one, like in Yehuda, then Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says our Stam Nedarim is actually the Hakel, and then it would be permitted. Now the Gemara asks on the opening line of our Mishnah that Stam Nedarim Lahachmer, The Gemara has what's not, we learn the Mishnah Masechta is Tyrus. The Mishnah says, Safik Naziris Lahakal. When there's a doubtful interpretation of a Naziris, which as the Ran explains, a Naziris is taken upon a person by making a nether, that you interpret it as leniently. So that contradicts our Mishnah, because we said by Stam, when it's a Safik, is it Lahachmer or Lahakal? We say you go Lahachmer, and yet in the Mishnah Masechtas Taris, which is essentially the same thing as Nedarim, which is how you make a Naziris, you go Lahakal. So Amr Bzira, he says, Loikasha, it's not a difficulty, because actually Machloikas Tanoim. Ha, that Mishnah over there is going like Rabbi Eliezer. And ha, our Mishnah is going like the Rabbanah, the time like Lina Braisa. Hamakdish Chayasai Ubehemtev. Someone is Makdish, he gives it to Hektish, either all his wild animals or his domesticated animals, but not both, either or. Hikdish Esakai, included in that Hektish, is also the Kai. Which a kai is a type of animal, it's not clear if it's a chaya or it's a behemoth. So if either one you're makdish, any category, with that would be included the kai who is doubtful if it's in that category. Whereas Rabbi Yezim, he says that lo hikdish is a kai, the person has not sanctified and included in the hikdish the kai, because it's only a suffic kai, a suffic behemoth. And therefore, if a person, let's say, was makdish his behemoth, we say that no, maybe a kai is a chaya. And if he was makdish his chaya, Rabbi Yezim holds that no, maybe it's a behemoth, and therefore it's not included. And so on that, the Gemara explains, so that's the understanding of the two different opinions, our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechtas Taris. Man de Amar, the Tanakama of the Abrais the Rabbanon, that they say, a person's money, he will include it in a doubtful arena. In other words, when he's being makdish, all his behemoths or all his chayas, the koi is included, although it's doubtful. But since he's makdish, he'll include the doubtful arenas also lahachmer in that category. That's why they say that the koi is included. So gufei nami, so a person's body also, the Rabbanon hold, that also ma'ayil. Person also includes stringently into the safik, and that's why the Rabbanon, who's the Tana by Mishnah hold, stam nedarim lahachmer. But a man da'ama, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, then ma'moinu le'ma'ayil esveka, that no, you don't include your money in a doubtful arena. I was makdash only my behemoths. What's definitely behemoth? Koi's not for sure behemoth. So that's not included? So gufei, as we can see on top of your testament aleph, so kolshkin de le'ma'ayil esveka, well, for sure, most definitely, a person will not introduce his body also to a doubtful arena. And that's why the Mishnah Masechtas Taris says that Stam Naziris is Lahakal, that's going like Rabbi Eliezer, who just like we see by Koi, where just regarding his money, it's still not included in the doubtful arena. For sure, regarding a person's body, when he's saying something that's going to be a prohibition on himself, which is Naziris, which is a nether, if it's a suffix, what he meant to say, he's not going to mandate himself to be included in that, if it's a suffix, and hence, Stam Naziris is Lahakal. Again, that's like a Beliezer, but our Mishnah is like Rabban, who says Stam Nedarim is going to be Lahachmer. Like we said, regarding the Halacha, of the Kai, that the Kai is Nichlal. And if we say that by money, we definitely, we say that same thing applies to a person's body.